Hello, mama. I just realized, I always forget that I have an intro to this podcast. It's like the sounds like Despicable Me. And then I just go and sing something. It probably is like the nastiest combination ever. But you get it anyways, and you keep coming back because you like that, you sicko. Anyways, hey, hello, what's up? Look at my nails. This is the Harry's. I just gave y'all the middle finger. This is the Harry Styles nail polish, and this is the Tyler the Creator nail polish. Could I have gone to CVS and bought $5 nail polish? Yes. But I thought the bottles were cool, so I got them. Today, oh my god, my hair is rough. I just woke up and filmed this, as is with most of these podcasts, or it's like I'm about to go to sleep. That's when I'm freshest, you know? The thoughts are just flowing, the creative juices. Ew. When people say the term creative juices, I literally want to vomit on them. Like I can feel the vomit exit, like, coming up through my body, like, ready to land on them. Anyways, I hope you're doing well. Before we get into the topic of this episode, I want to take a little shift and quickly talk about Ukraine. I'm not gonna lie, it's very dark. Like, what I've been seeing, what day is it today? It's March 1st. Like, the things I've been seeing on the news is absolutely horrific. I got into it in a little bit more detail on my main YouTube channel, on my most recent video. And there's also a little fundraiser on there. And also in the description, there's a link where you can find resources to help Ukraine. Please, if you can donate, please donate to save the children. It helps a ton. They're on the ground helping all the children that are at risk from the war there. It's a super, super sad situation. And I really hope, I just hope, like, things get worked out. But I've never lived through a war. I really don't know how these things go. So, and I feel like that's, like, most of us. Like, it's difficult to kind of navigate. And, like, there's so many things that, like, happen to get to where the situation is now. And it's really hard to, like, figure out, like, what you can do. But there are things you can do. So, like I said, like, you can donate to Save the Children. That fundraiser is attached to, like, the YouTube video, or in that video there's also a link in the description with other ways you can help. So I just want to quickly say that, not quickly, but anywho, let's continue. So today's episode, I cringe, like, saying or, like, thinking about this, but I don't cringe. Okay, we're gonna talk about adulting. The word adulting, we're not going to use, okay? And listen, I know, like, 5 deep sighs for y'all. I just think the word adulting is very cringe. Literally me last episode. Don't cringe anymore. Kill the part of you that cringes. Me this episode. The word adulting is the most cringe thing ever. Shut up. No, okay, we're making an exception. It is cringe. It is cringe. It is cringe, and you can cringe at it. Because, like, okay, I guess I'll explain why I think the term adulting is cringe, and then we'll get into the real meat and potatoes of the episode, which is, like, some advice I can give you from an adult to maybe, ain't no way my hand looks like that. It literally looks like a freaking dead starfish. What in the hell? I just find new insecurities about myself every single day. Every single day. And I just love waking up and finding... Okay, anyways. The word adulting is cringe to me because whenever someone says adulting, typically I feel like they're, like, millennial. And this isn't to be ageist. I'm just pointing out an observation. I feel like it's typically, like, a millennial. And when people say, oh, I'm adulting, it's like they're doing, like, the most bare minimum thing. Like, they, like, might be paying their phone bill, like, pressing 2 buttons, doing something that their mommy used to take care of, but now they have to, they're like, I'm adulting! Ma! And it's so cringe, because, like, obviously, as an adult, you have responsibilities, but, like, I'm trying to put into words, like, it makes it sound like you're, like, conquering fucking Mount Everest by paying your bills. Like, oh my gosh, being an adult is so hard. Adulting. So we're not going to use that word throughout this episode, unless we're making fun of it. Anyways, I wanted to kind of talk about how different... Oh, love that my hiccups are coming through this episode. That's so fun. That's so fun. I want to talk about the differences between being a kid and an adult, because it only hit me yesterday, really. Well, it didn't hit me, but it was like a really strong wave of like, damn, I'm really a 22-year-old man. And I was like, barf. So, I shouldn't act like 22 is, like, the oldest thing, like, ever. Like, bye. I'm literally living, like, 100. Not living to 100. Let's be real here. I eat Taco Bell. I'm, like, probably living, like, another 60 years. Like, if I'm, like, this, like, dreadful now, oh, my God. If I'm 80 and, like, the... No, I can't wait to retire. We'll get into that later. I guess, like, me being 22 is probably, like, a little... Like, y'all know my content. So it is a little weird that I'm this old still making fart jokes and logging onto Roblox. But that's how the cookie crumbled. I don't know. That's how it is. But I want to talk about, because I have done, I am in a very adult stage of my life, I guess I was going to say, is what I tried to say. Now, I feel like the reason why, like, I still, like, have this sense of humor of, like, a 9-year-old is because, like, I don't have a job. And I dropped out of college. So I'm in, like, a position where I don't have, like, a I don't have a lot of situations to be, like, embarrassed or where I have to be professional. Like, the only times that I have to be, like, really professional, I guess, is when I'm on, like, a call, like, a business call with, like, a brand or something. But even then, they recognize that, like, I am TikTok creator. So they don't, like, the expectations are not that high. They might, like, literally just hop off a call with, like, I don't know why I was going to say Logan Paul. Like, that comes to mind. Like, he's, like, I feel, like, pretty normal now. Like, I don't know. I'm a bad example because, like, what I do is, like, you don't have to you don't have to be all there in your brain. So, but I think that's part of the reason why my bedroom wall literally looks like looks like I'm, like, in freaking college. Which is fun fact, I would have been graduating college this year if I didn't drop out. That's really strange. Anyways, by the way, there's gonna be so many side notes. I'm done apologizing for my side notes. I really want to take down everything on this wall and fully redesign my room. The pictures have been like this for a while and I'm kind of sick of them, so maybe that'll happen, maybe won't. That seems like a lot of work though that I'm just not ready to commit to. But basically, that is why I am the way I am. But at the same time, I very much, like, even though I act very, like, immature, I have my stuff together. Like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, like, boop, 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 boop. But I do have my life together, I guess you could say. Now, let's get into how that happened. So, like, all my life, I was, like, very much... No, let's not get into that. We're going to get into the pros and cons of being an adult first. There's literally a giant stomping around above me. Let's get into some of the obvious pros of being, and by adult, we'll say 18 and above. Okay? Pros are Freedom, that is obviously probably the biggest one. Like, when you turn 18, yeah, you can literally do whatever you want. Like, within reason. Obviously, like, if you're not in a financial place, like, go fucking move to New York and, like, live in a penthouse and, like, live your Gossip Girl dreams. Like, no. Like, 99.9999% of people cannot do that and still very much are reliant on your parents. That was me. I went to college at 17. Y'all, let me give y'all a word of advice. If you graduate at 17, like, graduate high school at 17, and then you're going into college the next, like, fall, and you're still going to be 17, don't do it. Wait a year. I don't want to give y'all, like, much college advice, but I will say that. I was really 17 years old, like, having classes with, like, 30-year-olds. I was like, they're like, I'm going to file my taxes. I'm like, I'm going to go home and play Fortnite. So that is besides the point. Freedom is a big thing. Another thing is, I guess, like, drinking. Well, that depends on where you live. Like, if you're in most of the world or parts of Canada, like, 18, you can drink. And do weed. It's 21 in the States, 19 in most of Canada. I don't really know where else. So that's one thing. You can oh my gosh, this is a big one. Well, this, I guess freedom is too big of a category, but, like, in freedom, you can travel anywhere. Because, like, if you're under 18, I've seen people do it. Like, I've seen people travel to other countries by themselves, and I don't understand how that works, because you need to, like, have all these documents and stuff. But, like, when you're 18, like, literally, you can go anywhere, which is pretty cool. I guess, like, financial freedom. There's, like, some jobs you can start working. The strip club. Kidding. Unless you want to. Not to shame anyone. On the pole, you keep polling. Shoddy. But, okay. We'll get back into pros if I think of any more. But it's mainly just freedom. Like, that's the main thing. Cons. Freedom. So suddenly you kind of have to fend for yourself. And obviously it's not the day you turn 18. With some people it is. It was pretty close to that with my parents. I flew the coop very early. But all of a sudden, one, you're, like, legally responsible for things. So, like, as a kid, like, if I don't listen, I don't know how the law works, but, like, you could get away with a lot of stuff, and, like, worst thing would happen is you go to juvie, I guess. Now, this isn't saying, oh, you're 14, go commit crimes, go burn down your local Arby's. No. But it's, like, people are lenient. And not just the law. I feel like a lot of other things are, like, very lenient. Like obviously, if you're a kid, you're going to mess up in a whole swath of ways. But it's, like, once you turn 18, they don't get as forgiving. And jail is a thing. I'm, like, acting like I've gone to jail. But you kind of notice. So, like, for example, like, people start to look at you, like, differently. And it's weird. Because, like, as a kid, like, it's kind of fun, like, having, like, aunties, uncles, teachers, and stuff. Like, be like, oh, like, there's Ben. And then, like, you become an adult, and it's like, hello, Benjamin. If that makes any sense, it's like, it's a very, you can very much sense that people, it's not that they don't like you anymore. It feels like that at times. It feels like, damn, like, what did I do? I went through, like what? But you feel a lot less swaddled, I guess. Ooh, that's a good little word. Which can be a little off-putting at first. And I remember, like, it was, like, one summer I went and visited my grandma, and she treated me like I was, like, a little baby. And then the next summer, she was like, so, college, when are you going? And stuff like that. And it's like, ooh. Another thing is, I guess they're all, like, connected to, like, freedom. Suddenly you have to, like, figure out your life. And truly there is no one that can figure out what you want to do, like, college-wise, school-wise, work-wise, love-wise. There's no one that will be able to, like, tell you what to do. I mean, people might tell you what to do, but it might not be the right thing. Like, for example, I had a lot of people telling me to go to the college that I went to. Hated that. Hated that experience. And it was because, like, I was just kind of, like, listening to people. And, like, I think it's very important to, like, have a set path in your mind, which can be very scary to think of. Like, obviously, duh, you don't know what you're going to do for, like, the next 5 years, let alone, like, next 3 months. Like, it's scary. It's scary. And that was one of my biggest stressors, like, when I was 17, was, like, oh, my God, like, what am I going to do after high school? And it freaked me the frick out. And then I ended up just picking a random program at a random college, and it sucked, and I hated it. So take your time with it. If that means taking a year off, do it. But don't just, like, take a year off and play, like, Clash of Clans or Fortnite or freaking scratch your butthole for a whole year. Like, no, like, actually go out and do things and experience things and meet people. People always say, like, oh, I'm going to take a leap year and travel. I never understood that because I was like, where are you getting the money from to do this? Like, that's all. That's that whole thought. Anyways, okay, we're going to get into more pros and cons right after this quick break. Okay, so not having anyone to tell you what to do is very difficult. And I feel like if/when I become a parent, I don't think I'm ever going to, like, tell my kids what to do. Obviously, obvious things like wipe your butt, do not, like, please eat vegetable, like, stuff like that. But, like, overall, like, I never want to be the type of parents, like, tell my kids what I want them to do. Obviously, I'm going to be like, I hope they are happy and successful. But I'm not going to be like, you need to go to law school. Something like that. I don't know. That was a random example. So it's weird when you become an adult and then all of a sudden, like, there's no guiding voice or anything. Like, it can be kind of comforting to have someone just tell you what you need to do. Like, for example, in school, like, you don't really have to think for yourself in school. They just kind of tell you what you have to do. Like, read this thing, take this test, blah, 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 blah. Like, obviously, you have some choice. You can, like, pick, like, options. Like, you freaking do woodworking, pottery. I can't think of anything else. But you lose that once you become an adult. And obviously, like, your parents and stuff will still be out there, and you can always ask people for advice. But at the end of the day, it, like, your whole life is fully up to you. It's not like you ever, it's not like you have, like, a fallback. Well, that's a bad word. It's not like you can, like, blame anyone other than yourself for having a bad freaking life. Kidding. For, like, I guess, like, for, like, for my example, like, I had no one to blame but myself for, like, going into the program that I wanted. Because, like, yeah, like, I listened to, like, read some stupid pamphlets and got kind of persuaded by, like, the recruitment people for the college. But, like, at the end of the day, I chose that. So, like, that's on me. Like, I can be like, I hate McEwen University, Edmonton, Canada, which I do. Y'all, I love leaving. I think I'm going to get my Instagram verification taken away because, or my whole Instagram account. I love just commenting poop on my old college's Instagram posts. And, like, I don't think that's harassment to comment poop. I'd be like, this is dumb. That is the most, like, immature, dropped out of college thing I could possibly do. Anyways, and they delete them too. Listen, I would do it once and then stop, but they keep deleting my comments, which is what makes me keep doing it. Anyways. That's funny. Why is the exposure making me look like I'm deep fried? So you don't have that. You don't have, oh my God, I think I just unplugged the microphone. No, we're good. You don't have someone telling you what to do, which can be a pro and also can be a con. Side note, which I think is why a lot of people love Emma Chamberlain. Me being one of them. I'm an Emma Chamberlain stan. But it's like, you can very much see how she navigated, like being a teenager to like becoming an adult and then like fully living on your own, like cooking your own meals. Like, I feel like people get a lot of guidance and comfort from her videos because it's like you're just seeing someone like do it, like do the dang thing, like become an adult. y'all are not getting that from me. I'm so sorry, but y'all are getting the opposite. You're seeing like someone like mentally degrade. Anyways, maybe one day I'll have my Emma Chamberlain moment and I'll start like cooking soup for y'all. You guys will like tune into a video thinking it's gonna be like me prank calling or like doing something obnoxious, and I'll be like, "Hey guys, today we're cooking my soup. I went to Trader Joe's and got soup ingredients." Oh my god. I would love to do that. Maybe I'll make a second channel for like cooking or something. Would y'all like to see a cooking video? I always mean to ask this. Also, I just popped a pimple on my leg. Ow! Prick. Let me know if you want to see a cooking video. Obviously, I'm not gonna be like chopping onions for 10 minutes straight and it'll be boring. No, I'll make it fun. Okay, a con and a pro. Listen, why did I even make it like a pro and con? They're both. Each thing has a pro and a con, and that's how it is like being an adult. But moving out, some of like the most like happiest and free moments I've had is like being in my own apartment. Like just sitting back at the end of the day and realizing that like for the next week, I don't have to do anything that I don't want to. I could sleep in my suitcase and put it on top of the washing machine if I so desired. But then you realize that you have to pay rent, which is one thing, which is not fun. I was thinking about this the other day, like, damn, you really pay rent every month until you die, unless you like buy a house. But that is expensive. So you have to pay rent, which is kind of crazy. You have to get your own groceries and cook for yourself. Well, I'm a bad example. I have been door dashing. But no, I have been cooking for myself. I usually make myself a breakfast smoothie. I make myself lunch. Sometimes dinner, I will go out or eat in. But that's because dinner, I feel like dinner is such a dramatic meal and there's so much pressure to have a good dinner. Like, there's nothing more depressing than like making Annie's mac and cheese for dinner and then going to bed. Like, that really just like kills the mood. Like, I feel like dinner is the time you got to show up and show out, you know, like order DoorDash. But getting groceries can be fun, but also scary. For one thing, it's fun because it's like, oh my gosh, you can be so creative with the meals you want to make. You don't have to worry about eating something you don't like, because just don't buy it. Buy something you like and eat that. Obviously, within reason, like buy something healthy, y'all. Like, don't eat chicken tenders for a whole month. I've seen that. I've had a roommate in the past who literally would eat like a tray of hash browns, and that was it every single day. I don't know how she didn't get scurvy. She's still alive, though, so I don't know. Go for it. I'm just kidding. But at the same time, groceries, one thing, you have to venture out into the grocery store, which can be fun, but also not fun, depending on the people, depending on the day. But also, groceries are expensive, and it really starts weighing on you how food costs money. Because growing up, your parents are buying all your groceries probably, and that side of life is taken care of. When all of a sudden, the entire process of your meal, you have to do yourself. So you have to drive there. Let's take it even further back. You have to work to get money. Then you have to get money and pay gas to drive to the grocery store to use that money, which is already dwindling from paying for gas, to buy groceries and then drive back and then cook using natural gas on your stove or your oven, which also costs money. And then you have to chop up the ingredients, and then some of them will go to waste because you can't use everything because it's just you that you're cooking for. And then it's like a salad ends up being $30. And it's like, how did we get here? So that's a little annoying, I must say. But you can do it smart, like Costco. You can get things in bulk. You can be super good with like storing and refrigerating and organizing things. You know, doesn't have to be scary. But another thing is if you have a car, I mean, this is like not really an adult thing because you can get a car when you're like 16, depending on where you live. I don't freaking know how it works. Yep. Side note, the province that I'm from, Alberta, you can get your driver's license at 14. I was driving around at 14 years old. Let's let that sink in. Let's let that bonkers law set in for a second, because literally what? So you can have a car, and that's a lot of freedom as well. Oh, another thing is like freedom of association. You can like hang out with anyone that you want. Whoa. I guess like, I don't know if y'all ever had curfews. I did. But you can go out at whatever time that you want. Which is really fun. Like it can be 5 a.m. Nah, that's too early. That's like waking up time. It can be like 3:45 a.m. and you can be like, damn, I want a 7-Eleven taquito. And you can just go, baby. You can just get that taquito, which is fun. But I will say that becoming an adult, and this is probably one of the biggest things, is like not fun, is like being a kid, you're always going to have so many different like groups and support systems and just webs of people where you're never going to be like too lonely and you can always like make more friends. So for example, your school, or say you do sports, maybe you're on like a sports team, you have those groups of people to always kind of rely on. But once you move out, once you like become an adult, and especially if you move somewhere, like even moving out, you lose a lot of that and you have to build all that from scratch. Like there were so many people who I would meet in college who like would say they were like so popular in like high school. Some of them wouldn't say it. Some of them was like kind of obvious. I hear Monty walking around outside. He probably just shit on the floor. Great. Oops, I swear. I don't think I've ever sworn in this podcast. Anyways, you have all these people that were like clearly popular people, and then they get to college and all of the like social hierarchy that they relied on in high school is suddenly gone, and they have to build that all up from scratch. And some like people who were popular in high school literally could be popular like for something like their looks, or I don't know, things that were like kind of like they didn't really put much work into. But then they get to like college and you have to put in the work to make friends. It doesn't like really just come to you. Maybe. Wait, maybe that was. Maybe that was just me. I think that one might have just been me. So it's a real shifter, and you really have to put in the work to not be lonely. And not to be a Debbie Downer, but I feel like it only gets worse. I feel like then you graduate and you might have like work and say like friends at your workplace, but the friends you have in like high school like are like some of the strongest like friends you have, like it, like even throughout life. Like I, like my best friend is from high school, and oh my god, these hiccups. My best friend is from high school, and that's like probably like the strongest like friendship bond I've felt with anyone ever. So, and that's not to say you can have like fun experiences with people in the future and then like make better friends. Like that can definitely happen. I just feel like it's way easier as a kid. And like I feel like the whole point of like high school and stuff is like to make friends. Whereas when you're an adult, this is not the point. Like any social situation you have with other adults is like transactional kind of, or it's like, say it's like a business dinner. Like you're not trying to go play paintball afterwards or like hop on a Minecraft realm. Like that doesn't happen. So that can be difficult. But overall, I would say the freedom is worth it. And you can always, it's not like it's like a one-way street. Like, I feel like that's what a lot of people think of, like, becoming an adult is. Like, you immediately have to lose all the joys and happinesses of being a kid. Like, you can always, like, go visit your friends, say you move out, or you can go spend time with your family. And it doesn't feel like you're an adult anymore. Like, obviously, they're gonna be like, how are your college grades, or how's business? But like it's not like you're lost forever. and you turn 18 and then you become like a freaking businessman carrying a briefcase around. So I don't want to like scare y'all. I just want to give you a heads up, know what to look out for. But everyone does it and it'll be okay. And it's a period of transition, but periods of transition can be enlightening and exciting. And it is exciting. It is exciting, like moving out for the first time. It's crazy. It's like a whole new feeling. And that's all I have for you, to be honest. Good luck if y'all are becoming old and crusty. Oh, I guess con, dying. When you get old, you die. And that's the final con. I love you all very much. I'll see you guys next Wednesday. If you haven't already, please rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It truly helps a ton. Leave a little review. I love reading them. They make me cry. Because I love you all so much. Okay. I'll see you guys next Sunday. And Sunday on my YouTube channel. Wednesday on here. My Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok is all Ben of the Week. Please stay safe. I love you. Ben of the Week, it's chill.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.